You want to do a little more Diana since we're on Diana?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm curious your thoughts on this book. You know, the 23 book. I've done like a deep dive into that and why Diana doesn't want to talk about it. You probably know the reasons.
Well, you tell me, like, you've done the deep dive. Talk.
Well, Room 23 was a book that came out years and years ago, and it featured Lisa Rinna. It featured George Clooney. It featured Hayden Panettiere. I don't know if Amanda Bynes was in it, but Diana Jenkins has reportedly been very close to Amanda Bynes. Anyway, a lot of the people in it posed nude, including Rinna, you know, which Rinna has shared the pictures. So shortly after that, there got this thing going where that Diana Jenkins essentially was arranging for young Hollywood women, Hayden Panettiere, Amanda Bynes, to meet up with rich Saudi guys, Saudi Arabian men, that she was essentially the go-between. There was even a picture that then popped up of, what was supposed to be Diana Jenkins, Trump, Jeffrey Epstein. She denies that that is her in the photo and names another woman. She says, this is not me. There's someone else. While Jeffrey Epstein was pulling all his shit and Trump was doing whatever, I was poor in London. This was before my husband. I had no money. I wasn't anywhere near these people. The Room 23 book is fascinating how it's kind of like almost gotten, you know, to me, it's almost like Pizzagate that happened in D.C., where people thought that the Democratic Party was holding kids in the basement there. I mean, it's just taken on this whole thing where people have thought that it's a high-end call book, essentially, for these A-list celebrities, where Saudi people, rich people could go through, see these celebrities nude, and pick which one they wanted. And then Diana Jenkins was, like, connecting them to have sex and do whatever. What? I mean, it's so fucking great. I don't believe this for one second. And then, I mean, we can talk about, because people are circulating it, which I think is so stupid. But, you know, people keep circulating this story that allegedly Robert Downey Jr. outed Diana Jenkins and other Hollywood people as running a pedophile ring. Because a lot of people are saying, like, you know, Diana Jenkins, Hayden Panettiere, Amanda Bynes were very young. They might have been underage or just 18. I mean, this story about Robert Downey Jr. has been totally, you know, misproven. You know, it's completely false. The AP did a whole story that Robert Downey Jr. never said this. Somebody made it up. And yet, I just saw this story literally posted over the weekend again, saying that Diana Jenkins was involved in this Hollywood sex ring.
People, first of all, should be very careful. I mean, you can say things like, this one's an asshole, this one's this. But like, when you say something really like Robert Downey Jr. said something, like, the man has a ton of money. Like, if he really wanted to trace that paper trail or that digital footprint to where it started, you guys better be careful. That's all I have to say as a lawyer. Second of all, yes, that is all what's going on with Book 23. Here's what I like. When Diana doesn't want to talk about it and says the book was expensive, I just like to start at the beginning. Like, how? How much money, like, I assume Amanda Bynes and Hayden, and I mean, I guess if it's being used as like a sex book to be purchased, it's, you did it for free, but how did you get all these people? Like, you tell me Lisa Rinna did that for $0? I know she has a ton of money, but like, when she says it was expensive, I just go back to like, how much did you have to pay all these fucking people to be in this book? And what's George Clooney doing in there? He was ready to meet like a rich Middle Eastern or overseas or European woman. I mean, it sounds like it's overseas, like from Diana's home country. Like, George Clooney was whoring himself out.
Well, I mean, that's where the internet and like all these feeds have taken it. But
and if not, then what is this book? What is this art book? I mean, Madonna did her sex book with Vanilla Ice, and I mean, what was this book? Like, what was the purpose of it? I don't understand.
We gotta get our hands on this. It was published in 2009. It was a coffee table book that featured racy photos of familiar faces, along with George Clooney, Cindy Crawford, Hayden Panettiere, Amanda Bynes, and her RHOBH co-star Lisa Rinna. The book depicts a year in the life of a Beverly Hills penthouse. All the proceeds from the book were donated to charity. However, what started as an act of kindness later became the center of a major controversy on an underground celebrity forum, Crazy Days and Nights. One commenter claimed to have proof that Diana's intentions behind the book were much more nefarious. Word on the street is that Diana was a madam in a past life. Is that true? She addresses the allegations. Rumors that Diana Jenkins was a madam. According to some pretty dated and unsubstantiated rumors, Room 23 was actually a catalog designed to covertly connect high-end Hollywood prostitutes with prospective Johns overseas. I mean, do we really believe this about George Clooney? I mean, maybe Rena, but I mean, do we believe this about... There's no way. Let's see.
It's all... I mean, again, if... I mean, all this was way before R-H-O-B-H, right? So it's like, you knew this was going to come out, first of all, right? Like... You knew this was going to come out. I mean, right? This happened in her past. It's all just, listen, is it shocking to like, is it, I'm not shocked. I think there's a lot behind Diana Jenkins' eyes that is like, I think there's a lot. I think there's a lot under that surface. I'm not sure if this is it, but this is certainly what's out there. It's certainly what's out there.
I know, but this is the thing to me. It's out there because somebody on some stupid crap site that we've never heard of basically jumped in and said anything they wanted with an anonymous account. And to your point, as an attorney, I don't know why she's not, and maybe she is, going after these people or have gone after them. I mean, the problem is, you know, these this trolls have nothing.
This is why I don't have a gossip podcast. You and I don't gossip here. We're just regurgitating the news and giving our opinions. I have said this before. I personally don't understand all these. I'm not going to call out any Bravo webpages.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I don't understand blind item. They're not true. They never turn out to be true. So it's like, is this like fan fiction? Like, I don't understand. Like, why are we believing things until they're true? I don't know. It's just stupid to me. Let's deal with the actual things that happen. Like when I woke up, you know, drunk with my pizza in the bed and the empty bottle of vodka next to me, and I didn't know where I was, and I rubbed my eyes, and I looked at the phone, and it said, Erica Jane is divorcing Tom Girardi. And I say, LOL. And then the phone starts blowing up, and I'm like, holy fucking shit, Erica Jane is divorcing Tom Girardi. Now I'm going to react. Now you got my attention. Now I'm awake because this is a real thing that's actually happening. And then look, Tom Girardi was a scumbag lawyer. Like, when things happen, I'm here for it. But why are we talking about all these things that are just true or not true?
I agree. And I think it's, I don't know, you know, conspiracy theories in all aspects of our society have just like blown up over the past couple of years. I mean, I don't know if you watched that QAnon documentary. It was just... It was so good at revealing how, unfortunately, dumb people are. And, you know, QAnon was basically started by this weird, creepy father-son, you know, combo that are expats that now live in Thailand and started a porn site that, you know, did very well and then essentially started QAnon and pretend like they're not QAnon and let a dog. Anyway, the bottom line is people have fallen for this, lost friends, lives, money. And it's just like, you know, it's the same crap with Diana Jenkins. None of this is true. You really think George Clooney was a high-end escort? I mean, no. I mean, it's just stupid.
But I mean,
so
I do
stupid.
Think it wouldn't shock me if Diana has lots of darkness in this world. There is something. But same with Crystal. This doesn't shock me. I've said before, I think Crystal, like, bravo, welcome to the game. Like, I think Crystal, who some people thought was maybe boring... I mean,
no,
you're going to make something up from last season and you're going to pull that and say that Sutton said, I mean, bravo, girl, like you're here to play. You know what I mean? And losing 14 friends. Crystal is like there's darkness there. You know, she uses the word dark, like there's something behind those eyes. So I do think it wouldn't shock me if Diana had something.
I think she's kind of made comments and references to that she, you know, had nothing. She wanted to make more of herself. She moved to London. She, you know, worked her way. I mean, would it shock any of us? Like, if she, you know, there was rumors she's a madam or she herself was tons of people do sugaring. Tons of people. I mean,
well, I was just going to say, like, that, I don't understand, like, you know, what's the difference? I mean, I we're making, I don't think we should compare a madam to Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, what's the difference if you're like Heidi Fleiss and running a high profile like call girl ring? I mean, legality might be an issue, but
I just think that
I'm all for the sex workers of the world.
Oh, me too. My God. Yeah, 100%. I'm just saying, like, for people to believe this conspiracy that Robert Downey Jr. outed her that she was running this child pedophile ring or like servicing, you know, sending Hollywood, young Hollywood celebrities to Saudi Arabia. I mean, the amount of people that would have to be complicit. I mean, we've seen Jeffrey Epstein, right? How many people have come out and said, like, what a fucking creeper and all these women that he abused. Like, I mean, for Diana Jenkins to run this ring and all these years later, nobody come out and say something, because it's not just like the celebrities. It's all the people around them that are helping aid this. I mean, that's what I'm saying, is that I think we need to stop. Like, to your point, you know, there should be legal repercussions for people that perpetuate these false stories. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20.
Has Robert Downey Jr. made an official statement, or this is just so fucking beneath him that he has no interest?
Yeah, in, I mean, I
does not know who Diana Jenkins or Lisa Rinna or Camille Grammer or, you know, Adrian Maloof are. Like, I mean, is there an actual statement from Robert Downey Jr.? Like to distance myself, because this thing is going around. And if you read it, I mean, it also says like Hayden Panettiere left her mother, her poor mother, and she came to Diana for the money and all this other stuff.
Okay, well, this was published in July July 29th, 2020, from the AP. Robert Downey Jr. did not blow the whistle on a Hollywood pedophile ring. The claim is that Downey Jr. has made a shocking revelation and lifted the lid on a major Hollywood pedophile ring. AP's assessment: this is false. The words attributed to the actor have circulated on social media for years and can be traced back to anonymous comments on a gossip blog. Downey has said has never said anything matching these statements, his attorney confirmed to the Associated Press. The facts: an Instagram post viewed more than 68,000 times in 24 hours claims an elite Hollywood pedophile ring is emerging before our eyes, and the Iron Man frontman is here to tell us about it. It continues, not only has he named some well-known Hollywood celebrities, he's also ousted one of the most powerful people in America, who he says is a Rosetta Stone of every provision from Hollywood all over the globe and provides depraved services for Arabs, Wall Street, DC, royals, and Hollywood elites. This post, all the claims within it are bogus, Downey Jr.'s attorney Tom Hansen confirmed to the AP. And I
see Robert Downey Jr. is doing what Diana Jenkins and Lisa Rinna and everyone else should do. Shut your fucking mouth. And if whatever you want to say, just say it through your attorney to bring this full circle to where we began. Why is Diana Jenkins, with her $250 million, a star of R-H-O-B-H, lover or a hater? She could be the worst fucking person that's ever walked the face of the earth. Why is she commenting on Instagram posts? Why?
Great question. I mean, great question. You know, I mean, yeah, there. I agree. I mean, there's,
but,
yeah.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, so Robert's never made a comment publicly. And look, I'm sure that Mr. Downey Jr. is thrilled that this woman that he's been tied to truly or falsely in the past is now on a major show like RHOBH. And this is resurfacing like 4 years later or 2 years later. I'm sure he's thrilled about that.
It's totally crazy. I mean, and there's all kind. I mean, there's so many rumors going out about her. Also, that, you know, and again, this one wouldn't shock me either. But that she doesn't have the money that she portrays that she does, and people in Hollywood are saying that she's downsized homes significantly. She now lives out in the valley.
That wouldn't shock me. Look, I think it is editing. I think it is editing that mm-hmm. we're going to make Diana this person. I mean, I'm sure Diana doesn't talk about money any more than anyone else. And that's just the edited story that we're presenting. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that she's going anywhere, love her or hate her. This is enough to keep her another season. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that there's a lot going on there that we all want to know about. I'm not shocked. You know, Erica Jane getting divorced at the time shocked me. This doesn't shock me. This doesn't shock me, to be honest with you.
Well, and if you do want to buy a copy of Room 23, it is allegedly selling currently on Amazon for $500 a copy.
That's not so bad. I mean, I'm not saying it's not a lot, but yeah, Diana, girl, this is good, baby. I bet you that shit was selling for $5 before RHOB.
Girl.
So, I mean, I don't think it's easy to get a copy of Lisa Rinna naked at this point. So, come on, guys, buy your copy. We're going to wrap up in like a minute.
Okay.
One more thing to say about RHOBH. Would it be a season of RHOBH unless Miss Camille Grammer's got something to say? Her recent things are, A, she finds Crystal very bawdy. Miss Camille Grammer is bored to tears by Miss Crystal Kunminkoff. And she also slams Dora Reed as like, girl, it's over. It's over. Your story's coming on. Bye. So you gotta love Miss Donna Tachi.
Camille, and by the way, it's Camille Meyer now. I keep searching Camille Edwards. It doesn't show up. It's Camille Meyer is her married name. I love Camille. I told you when, like, the first month I lived here in LA, I went to Katsui, which is a very high-end Brentwood, Los Angeles sushi place. It's delicious. It's very ritzy. Camille and her husband walked in. Camille was stunning. I mean, skin on point. I mean, just absolutely gorgeous. Flawless, gorgeous, looked every bit a Hollywood elite. I loved it. And I was trying to like assemble a stroller, otherwise I would have walked over to her. It was so good. You know, I mean, to me, I like I like Camille. I'm a Dorit fan. I love Dorit. I want to see another season of Dorit. I do. After that, maybe not, but I do think Dorit, I don't know. I love Dorit's, I love the fashion. I love, you know, George, boy, George. I love it. I don't know. I love PK.
And I will go on record. I've gone on record on the Patreon with Kim recently. I still predict this. Dorit is the first on the chopping block out of this group of people. That is my opinion. Process of elimination. I think if Crystal's thing is really, really false and there's no truth in it, I don't know. But I still think Crystal in the unknown is more appealing going forward to producers than Dorit. I have no problem with Dorit. I don't mind her. I just think it's over. I would take the home invasion out of it. We know the fashion. We know you have a husband, PK. I don't know what is left with Dorit. And let's just make it very clear. Erica Jane, Lisa Rinna, and Kyle Richards are so protected. Neither of those three are either. Those names aren't even coming up. And now we have Sutton. I think Dorit's the next to go. I really do. I really, really do.
All right,
and by the way, we have two more coming. We haven't even gotten into the two that are coming, Sheree and Kathy. So this cluttered group of eight is about to become 10. But bravo, Camille. Thanks for weighing in.
Thank you, Camille. Yes.
And you know what? If you ever want to talk about it in a different format, Camille, come on Behind the Velvet Rope. We'll talk. You can say whatever you want.
Come on.
And the Sarah Fraser Show, of course. All right, Sarah, where can we find you? I've talked a lot. Is everyone sick of me talking?
No, I loved all your thoughts today. You and I were both like all into this. You can follow me on TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show. The podcast is the Sarah Fraser Show. I'm big into TLC shows. Every single Wednesday, I drop TLC Talk, which is a recap of your favorite TLC shows from the week.
And I just got to say, guys, Susan Lucci, Jenny Gar from 90210, Suzanne Summers, legend, Fran fucking Drescher. We've had Nick Lachey in 98 Huge. Degrees, Janice Dickinson. You guys, there are shows behind the velvet rope that aren't Bravo. A lot of you listen. I mean, really, I'm being sarcastic, but it doesn't matter. If I go drag up fucking Gina Keough again from 30 years ago, you'd rather hear from her. But guys, there's so many gems. Talk about pedophile. Corey Feldman talks about how, you know, why is no one talking about the boys? And he was raped as a young boy on the set
of
a movie.
Okay, but I have a whole theory. Okay, but we can talk about that too.
My guests talk. I'm not saying I agree with everything they say. And that's no slight to Corey, just in general. But I just think there are so many gems. Mackenzie Phillips in her recovery and sleeping with her. She slept with her fucking father. The woman slept with her father. Okay. Like that's, there are that so
was
many.
That was like, so, I mean, when I, okay, I know she's been on your show, which was epic, but when she came out on Oprah, yeah. I was glued to that episode. Like I couldn't believe that was seared in my brain. I'll never forget that episode.
I'm just saying some of my housewife interviews at the end, I'm like, David, you sucked today. And then there's so many of these other gems. So try some gems. Behind the Velvet Rope everywhere podcasts are found, or at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. And huge news, stay tuned. We're joining TikTok.
Yay, finally, good.
It's time. You better tag me and do shit with me and all that other stuff.
I will. It's so good. I love TikTok. Okay.
Okay, we'll talk soon.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.